From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. The flight of two B-1 Lancer strategic bombers over South Korea is the United States' response to the North's latest nuclear test. Tuesday's flight over the Osan Air Base is intended both as a show of force and of solidarity. The U.S. is pushing for further United Nations sanctions over the previous week's nuclear test. Washington Special Representative for North Korea Policy, Soon Kim, says a swift and clear response is needed.
With this latest nuclear test, the second this year and fifth of all, and its over 20 missile launches just this year, North Korea once again has demonstrated blatant and reckless disregard for its commitments and international obligations.
The nuclear envoys of South Korea and the U.S. were meeting in Seoul Tuesday to discuss their response to the North's nuclear test. As the second day of the ceasefire began Tuesday, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said it appeared that the ceasefire was holding in Syria despite sporadic and minor violations. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said hours after that ceasefire began that early reports had suggested violence was dying down.
There was a report that just crossed my desk from Reuters that the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that major conflict zones in Syria were calm after the ceasefire took effect at 7 p.m. on Monday.
Meanwhile, around 20 trucks from the World Food Program carrying aid crossed into northern Syria Tuesday from the Turkish border. A Turkish official said the trucks were mostly carrying food and flour. This is VOA News.